Langdon knew his lie had failed. He could see the dark resolve in Teabing's face and knew the moment was upon them. When I set this down, he will kill us both. Even without looking at Sophie, he could feel her heart beseeching him in silent desperation.
Robert, this man is not worthy of the Grail. Please do not place it in his hands, no matter what the cost.
Langdon had already made his decision several minutes ago, while standing alone at the window overlooking College Garden. Protect Sophie. Protect the Grail. Langdon had almost shouted out in desperation, "But I cannot see how." The stark minutes of disillusionment had brought with them a clarity unlike any he had ever felt. The truth is right before your eyes, Robert. He knew not from where the epiphany came. The Grail is not mocking you. She is calling out to a worthy soul. Now, kneeling down like a subject several yards in front of Lee Teabing, Langdon lowered the cryptex to within inches of the stone floor.
Yes, Robert, Teabing whispered, aiming the gun at him. Set it down.
Langdon's eyes moved heavenward, up into the gaping void of the chapter house cupola. I'm sorry, Lee. In one fluid motion, Langdon leapt up, swinging his arm skyward, launching the cryptex straight up toward the dome above. Lee Teabing did not feel his finger pull the trigger, but the Medusa discharged with a thundering crash. Langdon's crouched form was now vertical, almost airborne, and the bullet exploded in the floor near Langdon's feet. Half of Teabing's brain attempted to adjust his aim and fire again in rage, but the more powerful half dragged his eyes upward into the cupola.
The keystone!
Time seemed to freeze as Teabing's entire world became the airborne keystone. He watched it rise to the apex of its climb, hovering for a moment in the void, and then tumbling downward end over end, back toward the stone floor. All of Teabing's hopes and dreams were plummeting toward Earth. Teabing's body reacted on instinct. He released the gun and heaved himself forward, dropping his crutches as he reached out with his soft, manicured hands. Stretching his arms and fingers, he snatched the keystone from midair. Teabing sailed forward, the keystone victoriously clutched in his hand, but he was falling too fast. With nothing to break his fall, his outstretched arms hit first, and the cryptex collided hard with the floor. There was a sickening crunch of glass within. The acrid tang of vinegar cut the air, and Teabing felt the cool liquid flowing out through the dials onto his palm. The vinegar was streaming now, and Teabing pictured the parchment dissolving within.
Robert, you fool! The secret is lost!
Teabing felt himself sobbing uncontrollably.
The Grail is gone. Everything destroyed.
Shuddering in disbelief over Langdon's actions, Teabing tried to force the cylinder apart, longing to catch a fleeting glimpse of history before it dissolved forever. To his shock, as he pulled the ends of the keystone, the cylinder separated. He gasped and peered inside. It was empty, except for shards of wet glass. No dissolving parchment. Teabing rolled over and looked up at Langdon. Sophie stood beside him, aiming the gun down at Teabing. Bewildered, Teabing looked back at the keystone and saw it. The dials were no longer at random. They spelled a five-letter word. Apple. The orb from which Eve partook, Langdon said coolly. Incurring the holy wrath of God. Original sin. The symbol of the fall of the sacred feminine. Teabing felt the truth come crashing down on him in excruciating austerity. The orb that ought be on Newton's tomb could be none other than the rosy apple that fell from heaven, struck Newton on the head, and inspired his life's work.
His labor's fruit, the rosy flesh with a seeded womb. Robert,
Teabing stammered, overwhelmed.
You opened it. Where is the map?
Without blinking, Langdon reached into the breast pocket of his tweed coat and carefully extracted a delicate rolled parchment. Only a few yards from where Teabing lay, Langdon unrolled the scroll and looked at it. After a long moment, a knowing smile crossed Langdon's face.
He knows!
Teabing's heart craved that knowledge. His life's dream was right in front of him.
Tell me,
Teabing demanded. Please, oh God, please, it's not too late. As the sound of heavy footsteps thundered down the hall toward Chapter House, Langdon quietly rolled the parchment and slipped it back in his pocket.
No!
Teabing cried out, trying in vain to stand. When the doors burst open, Bezu Fash entered like a bull into a ring, his feral eyes scanning, finding his target, Lee Teabing, helpless on the floor.
As your neveu, I am relieved you and Mr. Langdon are safe. You should have come in when I asked.
The British police entered on Fash's heels, seizing the anguished prisoner and placing him in handcuffs.
It's in his pocket, Teabing was screaming like a madman. The map to the Holy Grail!
As they hoisted Teabing and carried him out, Teabing threw back his head and howled.
Robert, tell me where it is hidden!
As Teabing passed, Langdon looked him in the eye. Only the worthy find the Grail, Lee. You taught me that. The mist had settled low on Kensington Green as Silas limped into a quiet hollow out of sight. Kneeling on the wet grass, he could feel a warm stream of blood flowing from the bullet wound below his ribs. Still, he stared straight ahead. The fog made it look like heaven here. Raising his bloody hands to pray, he watched the raindrops caress his fingers, turning them white again. As the droplets fell harder across his back and shoulders, he could feel his body disappearing bit by bit into the mist. The fog was swirling around him now. Closing his eyes, he said a final prayer. From somewhere in the mist, the voice of Manuel Arengarosa whispered to him,
Our Lord is a good and merciful God.
Silas's pain at last began to fade, and he knew the bishop was right.